Rosie Bello, Bello, Bello.
Rosie Bello, Bello.
Rosie Bello, Bello, Bello.
Rosie Bello, Bello.
Rosie Bella Caca Crofidi.
Rosie Bello, Bello.
Rosie Bella Lupua Rosie Man.
Rosie Bello, Bello.
Rosie Bella Mino, he no vice.
Rosie Bello, Bello.
Rosie Bella, Bello, Bello.
Rosie Bello, Bello.
Rosie Bella Falada Catman Gan.
Rosie Bello, Bello.
Rosie Bella Falafa Damagan Gan.
Rosie Bello, Bello.
Rosie Bella, Bello, Bello.
Rosie Bello, Bello.
Rosie Bella Caca Crofidi.
Rosie Bello, Bello.
Rosie Bella Falada Catman Gan.
Rosie Bello, Bello.
Rosie Bella Loqua Rosie Gal.
Rosie Bella
Loqua Rosie Man.
Rosie Bella, Bello.
Rosie Bella Falada Catman Gan.
Rosie Bella.
Mi Rosie Bella, Bella, Bella.
Mi Rosie Bella, Bella.
Mi Rosie Bella, Bella, Bella.
Mi Rosie Bella.
Mi Rosie Bella Villa de Finde. Mi Rosie Bella Villa de Timbo. Mi Rosie Bella de Tade. Mi Rosie Bella de Tade. Mi Rosie Bella de Tade. Mi
Rosie Bella de Tade.
Mi Rosie Bella de Tade. Mi Rosie Bella de Tade.
Mi Rosie Bella de Tade.
Rosie Bella decided to come.
Rosie Bella, Bella.
Mi Rosie Bella, Bella, Bella.
Rosie Bella, Bella.
Lead him come flat.
Missa lead him come, missa lead him come. Lead him come with a pint by crumb. Be
donkey wawada.
Hold him down, be donkey wawada. Hold him down, be
donkey wawada.
Hold him down,
donkey was money.
Hold him down,
donkey look donkey.
Hold him down,
donkey make you donkey ya.
Hold him down,
donkey want donkey.
Hold him down,
donkey want way.
Hold him down,
donkey want fresh way.
Hold him down,
donkey want water.
Hold him down.
Hold him,
Joe. Hold him, Joe. Hold him, Joe. Hold him, Joe. Hold him, Joe. Hold him, Joe. Hold him, Joe. Hold him, Joe. Hold him, Joe. Hold him, Joe. Hold him, Joe. Hold him, Joe. Hold him, Joe.
Hold him, Joe. Hold him,
Joe. Hold him, Joe.
Hold him, Joe.
Hold him, Joe.
Hold him, Joe.
Hold him, Joe.
Hold him, Joe.
Lead him, come, Mr. Lead him, come. Let him come, let him drink white rum. Lead him, come, Mr. Lead him, come. Lead him, come, let him drink white rum. The donkey wants
water. Hold him, Joe.
The donkey wants thirsty.
Hold him, Joe.
The donkey wants
water. Hold him, Joe.
The donkey wants
money. Hold him, Joe.
The donkey wants
cocky with a
hold him, Joe.
The donkey wants
broom.
Hold him, Joe.
Hold him, Joe.
Hold him, Joe.
Donkey want donkey.
Hold him, Joe.
Donkey want grass.
Hold him, Joe.
Donkey want fish.
Hold him, Joe.
Donkey want water.
That's harder.
Donkey want water.
That's harder.
Ready. Ready.
Ilangoli rider.
Ilangoli.
Ilangoli rider.
Ilangoli.
Put your broken neck, you're gonna hit.
Ilangoli.
Put your broken neck, you're gonna hit.
Ilangoli.
Put your mark on the go.
Ilangoli.
Put your jump on the go.
Ilangoli.
Put your jump on the go.
Ilangoli.
Ilangoli rider.
Ilangoli.
Ilangoli rider.
Ilangoli.
Ilangoli rider.
Ilangoli. Ilangoli.
Ilangoli.
Ilangoli.
Stand fast.
Ilangoli.
Man to man.
Ilangoli.
Let me hear you.
Ilangoli.
Talk in tune.
Ilangoli.
Talk on this tune.
Ilangoli.
Can you get the hit?
Ilangoli.
Can you get the hit?
Ilangoli.
Can you get the hit?
Ilangoli.
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 Man to man.
Ilangoli.
Man to man.
Ilangoli.
Get your leg.
Ilangoli.
Get your leg.
And I see a monkey, you know? Once upon a time, Brother Nancy get a job to play at a King Ball dance. Well, he didn't have any music, man. So he hear about Brother Monkey. Well, when he go for Brother Monkey say, Lord, sir, willing figure, but I know no close he wear. The time I see no say Monkey used to be a watchman for the king sheep. Well, anyway, and Nancy say, we make a nice suit for you out of the sheepkin. Well, and as he furnished the suit, and both of them went to the dance hall. Now the king said the best man will play the best music, we get the daughter for married to. And I seen the one side and him say, well, he want the girl. Well, what are you thinking, though? When he start to play now, when everything settled on the floor, she play, you know, and shine. And pick up his fiddle and him start to play now. Me say, Haldi, tell me that, tell Brother Monkey, my Mbakwa sheep. You know, him, I tell him, say, well, Monkey, till the sheep. But you know, I have to tell him plain, so I got the tune for the night. Haldi, tell me that, tell Brother Monkey, my Mbakwa sheep. Haldi, tell me that, tell Brother Monkey, my Mbakwa sheep. And I ring kitting, kitting, a ring kitting, kitting, a kinder, you show you. You know, when him tells a ring kitting, kitting, kinder, you show you, that the king will look on as he say, Monkey, you have all the sheep. Jack man, show me, not choose none. And that's the end of the story.
What is your name?
Elsa Thompson.
And your home?
Port Maria.
What parish?
St. Mary.
Have you stayed in Port Maria all your life?
Yes.
And you're going to give us some recitations?
Yes.
Thank you. Please start.
This is the voice of the people traveling Jamaica. You have a sedan or turn up from bus, tram car or train and watch the people coming on and going off, Miss Jane. You have a hear some of the cut but talk while some of the speaker spoke and watch them face and hold them gone. Well, is the biggest joke. Then pinch them frock, then fix them hair, then go on with nothing sinting. Then wipe them face and dig them eye for show them wedding ring. Some go on high and mighty, some sigh, some frown and fret. Like rail, I trust the train from them and I don't pay for yet. Some tall, some short, some bigger size, some mager and some fat. Some dark, some brown, some black, some white, some pitted and some squat. Some vex, some pleased, some boastify, some happy and some sad. And some of them will make up their face and I go and let them smell something bad. You office the different face them, some ordinary and some rare. Some round and fat, some long and thin, some pleated and some square. One woman pan train, you know, put her ticket in her old socks. Put the socks in a shed pan, put the shed pan in a box. Put the box in a basket, put the basket in a crocus. What a dickens when the conductor come for that the ticket. So anytime you're feeling sad, and you want to get joke and laugh, just take a train and watch the people going on and coming off. Them a sing song about white Christmas, but the song not right at all. Them shouldn't sing song about white Christmas, for a ring red Christmas this. Red is the only style now, every girl and every woman. Red frock a back, red boots a foot, red and bag in a hand, red mouth lip, red fingernail, down to them toenail red. Jane when I straighten out her hair, you know, her man knows so much pon red. She take one red hot hand comb, so jam in her head. One handful of Jane hair burn out and left one big red spot. Hey, so the heads could no go match the red hat. I wish Jane hair could have grow back, for the poor thing would have dead. If this a year Christmas ever turn out white and our heads call still red. Liza Miguel, it bad with you. Missus, your car was hot. But every day the tease and cough with that no mouth you got. Then call the mouth a massy, then call the tongue free, then call the leather lipstick, district bell and gangalee. Your mama give you clothes to wash, she give you pork for jerk. You linger lazy about the place, hungry your mouth the work. And when we try to warn Eliza, you always chat without. You chat and chat till government income tax amount. Now, you have to make a list to make government see the income come out of for your mouth ability. Tell them about the top jogio when it come from Bingo Ward. Say, Joe and I linger in a Vashti yard. And I get forget the bit of week you get from Bingo Ward. So tell them everything will happen in a diner yard. Bit and fip can't pay more taxes. You have to raise your fee. Start to talk your neighbor's business from a lavish committee. When the leg more pan taxes, the tax fee have to relax. For I bet you fee your more bambi, the first and last them tax. Mouta Marceliza, you no hear your mama they call you. Mouta Marceliza, you no hear your mama they call you. Mouta Marceliza, you no hear your mama they call you. Liza, keep on your mouth. Your mouth fly, you must lie and I hear your mama they call you. Your mouth fly, you must lie and I hear your mama they call you. Your mouth fly, you must lie and I hear your mama they call you. Liza, keep on your mouth. Liza, keep on your mouth.
The greatest thing that some people claim is love. It makes the devil becomes a turtle dove. And when a man or a woman feel the bite, all them darkness must turn into light. Love is a thing which I can never understand. So listen to me while I got to take this stand. Monday when the man come in, him call me honey bunch. The way him look on me, him couldn't eat him lunch. Him say, I love you more than any jammy cake. And I want you more than any tender steak. Love is a thing which I can never understand. So listen to me when I got to take this stand. Tuesday when the man come in, him call me honey puss. Wednesday was a different name, him call me sweetie toots. Thursday, him draw me down into him lap. Scratch behind me ears and then him call me lollipop. Love is that thing which I can never understand. So listen to me while I got to take this stand. Friday when the man come in, me see him face look long. And as me see that, me know something gone wrong. Him say, Dora, I don't know what to say. Would you believe me that them teeth were all me pay? Love is that thing which I can never understand. So listen to me while I got to take this stand. Saturday night when the rain begin to come, the man start to touch me and to call me chewing gum. He na let me have to lash him with a chill. Tell me if the man must start to draw up near. Love is that thing which I can never understand. So listen to me while I got to take this stand.
Miss Fletcher, will you give us your name?
Beryl Fletcher.
And your home?
81 E Street, Kingston, Jamaica.
Has Jamaica always been your home?
Yes, but I have been abroad.
And Kingston?
Yes, I was born in Kingston.
Now, will you tell us something about your work at the Institute of Jamaica, please?
Certainly, Professor. I have found my work here extremely interesting. I have worked in most departments of the Institute, these being the General Library, the West India Reference Library, the Science Museum, as clerical assistant, and the administrative department. I was at one time supervisor of the Junior Center, Halfway Tree. From there, I won my scholarship, a British Council scholarship, and I proceeded to England for a year and a half, where I studied librarianship. Perhaps you'd like to ask me something else, sir.
Well, at present, which department of the Institute are you in?
Well, at the moment, I am in the administrative section as administrative assistant. Here, I have varied duties, principally keeping a finger on things and seeing that everybody does some work.
That is in the Institute as a whole, or in the library, or where exactly?
No, the main office, actually, the administrative section, which takes care of the business of most departments.
I see. Well, now, what is your relation then to the West Indian Library?
Well, I was until last year assistant librarian and had the pleasure of working with the late Mr. Frank Condell up to 1937, at the end of which year he passed on.
I believe you even published some things with Mr. Condell, haven't you?
I did help him.
What was that?
Well, he was editor of the Handbook of Jamaica. And I did quite a bit of the checking and editing, reading of the material with him.
I think you must have known Mr. Peters, too, who is a former friend of mine, who died early this past year.
Oh, yes, sir. He was a very good friend of the Institute's, having been chairman for quite a few years.
Did you do any work with the archives at all?
No, I haven't had the chance of doing anything there.
The archives have been in Spanish Town for quite a long while, haven't they?
Actually, not too long. They were rescued a few years ago. And then a definite effort is being made to have them calendared and catalogued.
Rescued? In what sense?
Maybe I shouldn't have said that. But they weren't always assembled in one building. They have been scattered in different departments.
And then they were put together in a place where they could be properly taken care of.
Yes. That's it. Mr. Black's doing quite a good job there, and his assistant, Mr. Yates.
Is the are the archives officially connected with the Institute?
Yes, the department is under the wing of the Institute, shall we say?
The Department of Archives, that
is. Yes.
Now, what are the different departments of the Institute? I noticed this Geological Survey Department behind there. Is that part of it?
Not really, sir. We had a new wing put up to our science museum, and we were asked to provide offices for the Geological Survey Department. We're very happy to have them with us, but actually they are at work on their own, on the upper floor.
Mm-hmm. And then down in the ground floor of the museum building, there seem to be offices and work rooms, laboratories, for zoologists and botanists,
yes,
and whatnot?
Yes, scientific research assistants, many of whom have been coming down from year to year with particular study. We've just had Miss Victoria Smith interested in the fish of Jamaica.
Has she gone?
No, she's still in Jamaica.
I want to see her before she goes.
She is at present in Negril.
She is?
Yes. Perhaps we could let you have her address.
I'd be glad to have it. I want to see her because I understand she's been doing some work with the identification of the fish and of their folk names. And okay. I have been collecting the folk names, but since I'm not an ichthyologist, I don't know much about the identifications.
Oh, she has done a very good job, I understand. I have seen some of the material stored away in the cupboards. They look quite exciting.
Material, you mean of
fish?
Actual fish.
Oh, yes, she has, specimens which she's leaving for the Institute.
Oh, yes. Are they mounted? Or?
Oh, no, they're preserved.
Preserved,
yes.
Oh, I see.
Mr. Lewis would perhaps show you the cupboard someday if you wished.
I'm sure I'd like to. I also want to find Miss Smith before she goes away, because I'm
yes.
sure she'd make an excellent consultant on some points that bother me.
Yes, well, we can help on that quite definitely.
Well, now, have you noticed any changes at large in Kingston in the recent years, Miss Fletcher? Could you tell us something about things as they strike you?
Well, I think that there have been a number of changes. Actually, while I was away, although it was only for 18 months, I had to relearn something of Kingston. Stores had taken on different names, and others had vanished, of course. And some repair work has been done to buildings. The Victoria Park has once again been restored, and there are flowers blooming there. It's quite a cheerful spot. New buildings have gone up, as I said. And unfortunately, though, I think there's lots more that can be done.
Oh, yes.
There's a clean-up and paint-up campaign on, and I think it's beginning to show up very favorably.
Yes, I wish they could get a kind of paint that would stand the test of time, but having
yes.
to do it every year is...
Yes, it's quite a problem, actually. Still, we're happy to have the sunshine, so...
I should say that the hurricane didn't blow ill for the buildings of Jamaica altogether. Some destroyed, but some deserved to be destroyed.
Yes, it was just as well for any of them to go. Of course, one does feel frightfully sorry for the people who have suffered. But I think we could do without some of the unsightly structures that were to be seen here and there.
What I should like to see would be some adequate sidewalks or pavements for... pedestrians.
Oh, yes, that's very overdue, Professor, very overdue. Perhaps a letter from you in the press might do something.
Oh, I don't believe as much as that in the power of the press, or certainly of my letters.
Who knows, sir, until you've tried it out.
Well, now, if you'll read something for us, Miss Fletcher, I'll get a book and ask you to do that.
I'll try. The poem I'm about to read for you was written by Mr. J. E. Clare MacFarlane of Jamaica. Port Royal, a reverie. Now gleams the golden half moon overhead, beneath the vaguely mirroring sea, the lap of welted waves. Port Royal's steel-grey blade in threatening admonition guards the gap. Far to the westward glow the sunset skies, the rosy memory of love's latest kiss, framing the jewel tears of broken bliss that whelming start to o'ercast his eyes. Twilight forever lives, forever dies. The generations pass. Youth runs its race, and age comes tottering back with bootless sighs or cynical contempt. But in thy face no wrinkles tell of baffled wanderings among the shattered fragments of a dream. Ere sorrow claims thee, passes forth thy gleam to shadowy deeps and countless whisperings. And not unlike thee in its hectic bloom, this buried city that my fancy rears with mighty levers from its watery tomb, the vanished loves and griefs of other years, the darling of the nations, whose caress men fought and bled and died for, to whose smile the crimsoned pirate gave his blood-built pile swept from the ocean's farthest wilderness. And in this gilded anteroom of life, brilliant alike with glory and with shame, the warrior sought distraction from the strife, the courtier jested, and the heart saw came to hide within the shadow of her flame, a cankered bloom, a fragrance passed away, or in the golden casket of decay to store the rotting remnants of a name. But in the glow, the pulsing warmth of youth, amidst the splendor of desire-filled eyes, the joyous gurgling of her wine-moist mouth, the blush, the glimmering lure of paradise, a hideous night engulfed her in its womb, a swift and double darkness o'er her fell, and from the very gates of heaven to hell she passed, a meteor flash within the gloom. Unlike to thee, she cometh nevermore. No second youth is hers. No footsteps fall about her echoing courts or sanded shore, where once the evening sunlight played, and all her ravishing embraces paid in kind. The wind sweeps whispering southward to the sea, warm with the love of mountain, vale, and lea. The waters stir, but leave no trace behind. And now thy casement darkens in the skies. Pale Niobe, thy flaming love must fold within her dusky skirts. The splendor flies, the ashen fingers of the night. Behold, thou too must die, fair offspring of an hour. So time's enclouded glories fade and die on the deep bosom of eternity. A presence brief, a memory evermore.
Thank you.
Miss Gauze, have you been up to the jamboree yet?
Yes, Miss Fletcher. I went on Saturday afternoon.
How was that program?
Well, I enjoyed it.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. I understand. It was quite interesting.
I thought they were very good indeed.
I went on the opening day, Wednesday last.
I hear they were much better, in a way, then.
Oh, I'm glad I was there,
they
then.
They were on top of their form, so I heard, and the chief scout made a wonderful speech.
Yes, so did His Excellency, the Governor. As a matter of fact, the most thrilling moment to me was when the lads appeared with the colours.
Yes, I thought
so
too.
Most effective show.
And I really wondered if these were all the scouts in the world or not.
Yes, I understand there are about 1,600.
I'm not surprised.
And they all look so bonny and happy. I'm sure they're enjoying it.
I thought so too. It was a dull, cloudy afternoon. But I think that was better, in a way, than a broiling sun.
Yes, yes, especially for the spectators.
I think so.
I think the chaps from Canada and America probably enjoy the sunshine quite a bit.
Yes, perhaps. I suppose they do.
Yes.
But then they wouldn't want the extra heat, would they?
No. Well, I hope to get back.
Isn't it a shame to think that those boys may be in an army or in a war within a few years?
Yes.
I don't like to think about that at all.
That spoils everything, doesn't it?
Yes.
It makes one happy to see the lads enjoying each other's company.
And they really did that.
Oh, yes, marvellously.
And the whole atmosphere of the camp was very nice, too.
I'm looking forward to going up on Friday when I think the guides are paying an official visit. And with luck, I hope to get around to some of the sub-camps, which are very well equipped, I understand, with some amazing gadgets by the lads.
Well,
did you see any of them?
It was dark. Oh. But the Americans were cooking their supper, and I was very sorry that I had to refuse to join them.
Oh, I'd never have missed that, I can assure you. I hope someone thinks of that when I get there on Friday.
What were they cooking?
I saw a lot of potatoes, already peeled, and tins full of something being warmed up.
Oh, a meat shortage?
I don't know.
No selfish and happy?
I didn't see any.
Not yet.
Were you ever in the girl guides, Miss Fletcher?
Yes, Professor, very much so. That's occupied.
Tell us about that.
Well, I started at St. Hilda's in Brownstown, where I went to boarding school. Got roped in very early. Thoroughly enjoyed it. And then when I came to Kingston, I helped at St. Hugh's High School. And eventually, I was made a commissioner. I have had to resign because of the lack of time ever since my return from England. However, my interest is definitely just as keen as ever, and I happen to be a member of the local association in Kingston. And we have been specially invited on Friday afternoon to the Jamboree, so I'm looking forward to going up when the sister movement will be represented in uniform.
Well, no, scouting does a good deal for Jamaica, don't you think?
Oh, yes.
I'm very happy that the jamboree is being held here because I think it's going to be a great encouragement to those leaders who have been struggling valiantly through the years because of their rare conviction that the movement has something to give to the life of the boys of this country and the lads of the world.
What do you think that the movement can give most to the boys and the girls, of course, in the Girl Guide movement? What that they might not otherwise get in Jamaican life?
Well, I think of it always the fellowship that one finds in the movement. And I think that's what the world lacks today. That understanding, one individual with the other, his customs, his mode of life, shall we say. And the Boy Scout and the Girl Guide is taught to appreciate the other person.
You mean that somewhat on an international scale?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes. For Jamaicans particularly, I imagine that the scouting movement has something to give that they might not get otherwise.
Well, I would have said that unhesitatingly a few years ago. But I think that with the advent of the 4-H club in the schools, the girls and boys are learning something of what they got from the scout movement. We actually found that some of our leaders, being teachers, were forced to decide between 4-H work and guide work. And in some instances, we actually lost them because they couldn't do both. And as a job, they were paid teachers and had to devote their time to 4-H club work.
Well, the 4-H club work is more valuable, I suppose, in the countryside.
Well, it is on a firmer basis, actually. It's connected with the education department, a part of their program, whereas guiding is under the heading of welfare work.
I see. But what I meant was, isn't 4-H work supposed to encourage future agriculturists?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's a bit of it.
It doesn't have very much function in the city, does it?
No, unfortunately.
Well, there's where scouting can have a sphere
yes.
of its own.
Oh, yes. Great possibilities there.
In fact, one of the things I got out of scouting particularly was that it helped me to get out of the city, into the country, to learn something about nature.
Oh, splendid. Yes, there is an awareness which the scout and guide is taught, which I find, well, perhaps I shouldn't say it, but it is lacking in many of the other children, I should say, in school. Maybe I have a bias, I don't know, but I started very young on guiding, so I am very, very keen on it.
Well, I found it filled a great vacuum in my life at one time.
Yes.
And so I have a good deal of appreciation for it, too.
Have you had a chance of going up to the Jamboree, Professor?
I haven't had a chance. I've been out of town all of last week and filled with various duties this week so far. I hope to get up there sometime, but I'm not sure.
Yes, I hope you will be able to get there.
Are they going to another part of the island?
No, I don't think so. There are special trips arranged for two.